Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨。
Today's a really busy day. I actually already got myself dirty from setting up the barbecue. But that was fun. That was good.
今日好忙碌啊！我因为系负责系安排个 barbecue 咧，我已经整污糟咗件衫啦。
And because today's busy, today's sermon, hopefully I could just like go right into it and make sure that everything is very timely.
因为今日系程序表上好多节目，咁所以咧我就系尽快咁样进入讲道。
But I cannot start without sharing a story of last week. Last Sunday, I came to church wearing shorts and flip-flops. Thankfully, a dress shirt.But it's something that I don't normally do on a Sunday.
讲到之前呢，我想同大家分享一个小故事。上个主日呢，我着住短裤凉鞋，一件普通嘅恤衫返到嚟教会。通常我系唔会咁样着嘅。
I wore shorts and flip-flops that day because that day was the special youth worship park day. And we spent time outside,in the heat of the day, playing in the field.
咁上个主日咧，因为我着凉鞋短裤系，我哋青少年崇拜咧，系去到公园嗰度玩，咁嗰日好热啦。
But when I came back to the church, a gentleman came up to me and said, "Pastor Justin, how dare you? You can't wear shorts to church. You're a pastor."You're a heretic now, and you're not saved. You're not going to heaven.
当我翻入嚟教会嘅时候咧，咁啊有位先生同我讲：陈传道，你有冇搞错啊？你点可以着凉鞋短裤翻嚟教会嘅？咁样你系唔会得救噶，你系上唔到去天堂嘅。
Did that actually happen? No, it did not happen.
系咪真系有咁嘅事咧？唔系。
Well, I actually wore shorts and flip-flops, but no one came up to me to say or declare that I did not have God's grace.
咁我其实系真系有着凉鞋短裤翻嚟，不过咧就冇人咁样同我讲话我并不得救。
But did a few aunties and uncles look at me? You sure betcha.
但系有冇人以异样嘅眼光睇住我咧？我谂都有嘅。
I bring up this story.Because I want us to think about, do we actually know the gospel?
我讲这个故事呢，我是想大家思想一下，究竟我们知不知道什么是福音呢？
What grants us salvation?
什么是令到我们得救呢？
Who saves us?
谁救赎我们呢？
And what would Jesus say to us if we start changing the gospel?
假如我们将个福音改变，耶稣又会怎么讲呢？
Those are the things I want us to look at today. Why don't we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you that today is a beautiful day.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们一个美好的早上。
We know that there's a lot happening today, but Father, we just want to ask for your word to speak to us right now.
天父，我们知道今天是有很多事情是进行，求天父你是你的说话是向我们说话。
If we are wrong in any area of our lives, we just ask that you fix it and that you would heal us.
如果我们生命之中是有做错的，求天父你是教导我们，是帮助我们，医治我们。
We pray all this in Jesus' most precious name.
我们的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
In the book of Galatians, as I'm sure you've read many times,We read about a very similar situation that I just shared with you, where Paul was actually very upset with the church.
在我们刚才刚读完的经文加太书里面呢，是提到教会里面发生一些事是跟我刚才讲的故事是差不多的。
And I would love to just go over these verses one more time.
我想从大家再一次重温这个经文。
We'll go verse by verse. English, Chinese, English, Chinese.、Yep.He says, this is Paul, he's speaking to the church, he's saying, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel.
保罗咁话， 我稀奇你们这么快离开那藉着基督之恩召你们的。
Which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ.
那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be put under God's curse.
但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
As we have already said, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching you a gospel other than what you accepted, let them be under God's curse.
我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ.
我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
When I read these verses, I can sense how angry Paul was.
当我读这几节经文的时候，我可以感受到保罗是很愤怒。
And anytime I see someone mad, I have to find out what are they mad about.
而每一次我睇到人哋好愤怒嘅时候咧，我就好想知道点解佢咁嬲咧。
Well, let's summarize why Paul is so mad. Paul, he started this church, he founded this church, he discipled them, and then when Paul left to go traveling around Jerusalem, he heard that the church has gone astray.
咁我哋嚟一个总结咧，就系、是、保罗佢系开始呢间教会啦，啊佢直堂，佢亦都牧养佢哋。咁然之后咧，佢就离开咗教会，就去安提亚同埋耶路撒冷。咁佢喺嗰啲书信嗰度咧，就系、是、知道呢个教会入边所发生嘅事。
Paul heard that the people had gone astray so much that they were being influenced.By the old traditional lifestyle of the Jewish law, also like the law of Moses.
保罗知道咧，呢个教会咧系受到有啲事嘅干扰、动摇啦，系一啲传统嘅犹太嘅律法。
But it's more than just being influenced by the old ways. They were actually having problems, and the gospel itself changed.Changed to the point where it's no longer the gospel at all.
其实不单只是影响令到他们的福音动摇那么简单，而是事实呢，是有很多东西是令到这个福音改变的。
Brothers and sisters, here's a surprise pop quiz for you. What is the gospel? Everyone's brains should be turning away and thinking about that. What is the gospel?
弟兄姊妹，我想问大家一个问题，乜嘢系福音呢？相信大家个脑入边喺度谂紧，乜嘢系福音
？The gospel is the good news that Jesus Christ has died for your sins, paying it on the cross, so that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
福音咧就系一个好消息，系主耶稣基督为我哋嘅罪受死，钉上十架，我哋咧就系不至灭亡，永可以得到永生。
Do you believe in that？
你信唔信咧
？Do you believe in Jesus？
你信唔信耶稣
？Because if you believe in Jesus， you need to have faith in Him and in Him alone。
如果你信耶稣嘅咧，你净系信佢一个已经够。
Our salvation is in Christ alone.
我哋嘅得救系唯有基督。
Paul was mad at the church that he founded because they started twisting it into something totally different.
保罗对这个加太的教会他这么愤怒呢，是因为他们将个福音扭曲了。
Well, how did they twist it?
怎样扭曲法呢？
They started adding more and more things to the requirement of being Christian or being saved.
他们将一些很多很多的东西加上去作为成为信徒的条件。
Circumcision, eating proper foods, following the old Mosaic, the law of Moses, or also most likely following those additional laws that the Pharisees created, those were the things that were being added to the faith of Jesus Christ.
他们加了些什么呢？例如是割礼啦，吃一些合宜的食物啦，跟随以前摩西的律法啦，同埋咧，系最主要嘅系，佢哋系将法利赛人嘅律法系加落去。
Paul was just so mad at this church for changing the real gospel of Christ alone into a twisted and false belief of Jesus plus something else. Jesus plus the law of Moses.
保罗咧系好嬲呢间教会咧，佢哋系将福音系扭曲咗。是将它变成是耶稣加另外一些东西，例如是摩西律法。
And I would love to read out of Galatians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, and it just really outlines it for us. In verse 19, Paul writes, For through the law I have died so that I might live for God.
我想读出在加拉太书第二章第十九节，保罗这样说，我因律法就向律法死了，叫我可以向神活着。
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, then he died for nothing.
第二十一节，我不废掉神的恩，而若是藉着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
And then if you read the next three words, which is going to that next chapter, Paul just says to them, You foolish Galatians.
跟着那一章呢，保罗讲了一句说话，无知的加拉太人啊。
We just have to know that faith,The faith that saves us is in Christ alone, nothing more, nothing less.
我们要明白什么令到我们得救呢？我们信呢，是唯有是信靠基督，不多也不少。
It sounds so simple, but actually it is really hard for us to fully understand.
听起来很简单，但是其实呢，要我们真真正正去明白呢，不是容易的。
Here's where it gets a little bit complicated. The church in Galatia was split with Jewish Christians and the non-Jewish Christians. They're also called Gentiles.
在加拉太的教会呢，当时是分为两派，一方面呢就是犹太信徒，另外一方面呢就是非犹太信徒，亦都是叫做外邦信徒。
The Jewish Christians, who obviously were born in the Jewish culture, they started to put pressure on the non-Jewish Christians. And so you would have a number of ways to pressure non-Jewish people to sort of want to be like us. Be like us, a Jewish Christian.
那些犹太信徒呢，就向那些外邦信徒呢，就施加压力。他呢就要他们做一些事好像他们这样。
And the Jewish Christians would say, you have to be like us because there are more things that please God. There are more ways to please God because we're the Jewish Christians. There are things like circumcision.
嗰啲猶太嘅信徒咧，對嗰啲外邦信徒就話：你哋要好似我哋咁啊，你要做一啲嘢係好神嘅喜悅。
And if the non-Jewish Christians, if they didn't follow through on these other cultural things that was God-pleasing, or if they didn't adhere to the law of Moses, they would be given the impression that they were not Christian, that they would be something lower than being Christian.
呢啲咁样嘅讲法令到嗰啲外邦信徒咧有个感觉就系，如果我唔系好似佢哋咁样，我哋咧就会变成系比基督徒咧系格低一等嘅，冇咁好嘅。
So let's think about this. Let's really think about how we could apply it to ourselves today. Because I'm pretty sure that circumcision is not necessarily something we often talk about. How, I want everyone to think. Think of something that we do in this church that you have been told or you've been given the impression, something that we do in this church that pleases God. Just think, what is that thing that you think pleases God?
我想大家在今天思索一下有啲乜嘢我哋做嘅系讨神嘅喜悦嘅咧
？Maybe go to church. It's good to see you all here. I'm very pleased that you're all here.
翻到嚟教会见到大家喺度，我都好开心。
Or pray.
一齐祈祷啦。
Read the Bible.
一齐读经。
I think all of the things I just mentioned are typical things you would think about if we ask you what pleases God.
假如我问乜嘢系讨神嘅喜悦嘅，咁头先我提到嗰两几样嘢咧，我谂你都会谂到呢啲系神所喜悦嘅。
So let's go with one of those examples. Let's go with reading the Bible.
咁我哋先讲读圣经啊。
My question is, brothers and sisters, does reading the Bible make you acceptable in God's eye?
弟兄姊妹，我想问你哋。是不是只是读经就是令到神会喜悦呢
Does reading the Bible give you salvation?
是不是读经就会令你得救呢
Does reading the Bible make you righteous?
是不是读经就会令你得义呢
Does reading the Bible cover all of your sins? And does reading the Bible pay for those sins, past, present, and future?
是不是因为读圣经就可以遮盖你的罪恶掩盖你以前或者是将来的罪恶呢
I'll be honest, all of a sudden, it is complicated, and I feel very uncomfortable with someone asking me the question, does reading the Bible save me?
老实说，当有人问我是不是读圣经得救呢这个问题，我都觉得是很复杂的。
But if we really think about it, just plainly reading the Bible does not save you. It does not make you righteous.
但是我们认真去想呢我们明白只是靠读圣经呢我们是不可能得救也都不可能称义。
How do I know that? I know that because the world's biggest non-believers, atheists, or skeptics, or even people that just want to destroy the church, they're the ones reading the Bible more than you,More than me, more than Pastor Anthony.
如果你问我点知咧，我可以话俾你听，世界上有好多无神论者，嗰啲唔信神嘅人，甚至只系想破坏教会嘅人，佢哋读圣经咧多过我，多过你，多过罗牧师。
Really, more than Pastor Anthony. Non-believers, atheists, skeptics—they're the ones reading the Bible the most. You would think that they are the most saved. You would think that they are the ones who will come to Christ. But no matter how much Bible they read, they will always be defiant of the words.
嗰啲读圣经嘅人，但系佢哋唔信咧，其实咧，佢哋系冇可能得救嘅。
So we have to understand that if we make some sort of equation, something like Jesus plus read the Bible 1 hour a day. Or read the Bible, you know, 5 hours a day. It does not lead to salvation.
所以根本冇一条公式咧，就话主耶稣加每日读一个钟头或者系读五个钟头嘅圣经等于得救，系冇咁嘅公式噶。
It's exactly like what in the Bible those Jewish Christians. It's exactly like what they were trying to do, trying to make the Jewish law, their cultural laws. They're trying to make that a part of the faith that they have in Jesus Christ.
就好似当时嗰啲犹太人，佢哋将佢哋嘅律法加埋入去个得救呢个条件入边。
You might be sitting there and saying to me, "Well, Pastor Justin, are you going to tell all the kids to stop reading the Bibles?"
我谂你可能会坐喺谂，陈传道，你唔系啊嘛？你叫我哋唔读圣经
？Of course not. I will continually read the Bible with them, and even reassure them that having a good understanding of the Bible is crucial. I just don't want to tell anyone.That reading the Bible is what saves you.
当然唔系啦，我系见系一路都系主张大家系勤读圣经，系明白圣经入边嘅说话。但系咧，我想强调嘅就系你唔能够单凭读经而得救。
And my real calling as a pastor is to make sure that they accept Jesus Christ and they fill themselves with the Holy Spirit.
我作为传道人咧，我系希望佢哋明白接受主耶稣基督，圣灵就住喺我入边。
What does this mean for all of us? What does it mean for us? I think what it means is our church needs to be really careful about what is the core message that we are sending out to people.
我谂我哋要明白咧，究竟我哋教会系有啲乜嘢中心嘅意思要话俾大家听咧？
Because I have a suspicion that in Paul's church, they didn't go around verbally saying that they need to have faith in Christ and the law of Moses in order to be saved. I don't think they verbally said it, but it was through their actions and their non-verbal communication that gave them that belief.
我想在当时加拉太教会呢，那些信徒他不是四围去用口话俾人听，你要点样做你先得救？佢哋系用佢哋嘅行动咧去表示俾佢哋睇，你要跟住我哋去跟随呢啲律法。
So my question is, are there any things in our church that we are doing? It doesn't. I'm not saying of non verbally saying to someone the theology of being saved, but is there anything that we're doing through our programs, through our relationships?Through the way that we are constructing fellowships, is there anything that we are saying is God pleasing and making that more of a focus than faith in Jesus Christ?
我想问大家就是我们教会有没有做一些事或者一些活动是令到大家感受到如果你这样做的话神就更加喜悦。
It's a really complicated situation, because we love to please God, and we love to bring in new people to teach them how to please God. But it's tricky because we don't want to make the God-pleasing things higher than a simple faith and relationship in Jesus Christ.
咁當然啦，我哋係好，我哋知道係要做討神喜悦嘅事。我哋向人教導，亦都係話你要做討神喜悦嘅事。但係我哋唔能夠將呢個焦點放喺呢啲事上邊，而忘記咗去信靠神，同埋與神建立一個親密嘅關係。
Maybe you're sitting there and you're listening to me, and you're still taking time to process, or even taking an understanding of.Does this guy know what he's talking about? You know what? I don't blame you. I'm also wrestling with a lot of this stuff as well.
可能你哋喺度仲喺度谂紧，究竟你知唔知你喺度讲紧乜嘢？唔紧要，因为我自己本身咧，我都系不断系为呢啲问题喺度思索紧。
Maybe a question that you'd like to ask is, how then should we live? How then should we live if we don't prioritize Bible reading or going to weekly prayer groups or going to fellowship? How then should we live?
可能你会在这里问，那我们应该怎样生活呢？假如我们不将读经、祈祷、翻教会这些是看为重要的，那我们应该怎样做呢？
Paul in the book of Galatians, he writes it all there. And if I had more time, I'd talk about all of it. But if I could just boil it down to what's absolutely crucial, Paul says we should live in the freedom of the Spirit, that we live in the freedom of the Spirit.
保罗在加拉太书里写得很清楚，那我很简单地向大家讲呢，就是我们是在是靠圣灵里面是很自由地生活。
When Paul taught his church and discipled them to these Jewish Christians, he said to them, you are free from the law. You are free from the law.
保罗对他的信徒这样讲过，你在圣灵里面生活呢，你是你是不受律法束缚的。
In fact, Paul said to them, clothe yourself with the Holy Spirit. It's a very active thing. It covers you. Clothe yourself in the Spirit.
保罗对他们说，你是让圣灵是包裹着你，充满着你。
Paul says to have the Spirit live inside you, counseling you, directing you, and let the Spirit control you.
保罗说是让圣灵住在你心里面，去督促你，带领你。
Honestly, if the Spirit is in you and is controlling you, you would be overflowing with prayer. You would be overflowing with wanting to just crack open the Bible and to dwell in the Word. You would be overflowing. You wouldn't want fellowship to ever end. You'd want to sleep at this church.
好老实讲，如果你是让圣灵住在你入面，你就好自然呢，你就是会满有祷告啦，你亦都是好不断去睇读圣经，呢啲系好自然发生嘅，你就根本就唔会想离开教会。
If the Spirit is inside you, all of the things that please God would just come naturally out of the outworking of the Spirit.
圣灵住在你心入面呢，所有神嘅教导就会好自然咁喺你嘅身上发生。
Do you see the difference?
你睇唔睇到分别系边度？
It is not the works of pleasing God that grant you salvation. It is that the Spirit being in you because of salvation that makes you want to do all the things that please God.
这个不是单单靠你自己的行动去做一些讨神喜悦的事，而是圣灵住在你心里面，你就很自然呢就会做的事是神是喜悦的。
Whenever you're forced to do something, you're always going to have a little bit of resistance to it. If you're ever forced to do something you don't want to do, or forced to do something you even may want to do, all of a sudden you don't want to do it.
如果有人监你做嘢，勉强你做嘢咧，你好自然就会抗拒，唔想做。
I know that really well because on some days I want to take out the garbage for my mom. I was planning to do it. I was going to do it. But then the one day that morning, she says, "Dai, don't lap stop." And I was like, "Okay, you know what? Lost all that motivation right away."
我自己好清楚，因为有时咧，我系谂住一早系谂住帮妈妈拎啲垃圾出去倒咗佢。但系当妈妈系吩咐我咁做嗰阵时候，我就好自然，唉，我唔想做啦。
Don't talk to my wife. She will say I never take out the garbage.
唔好话俾我太太听，如果唔系咧，我以后就唔会拎垃圾出去。
But I think you know what I'm talking about. There are people who do things that they are normally passionate about. Either they are hockey players.Or they play video games, okay? Video games. And all of a sudden, if they're forced to do it, or if they are paid to do it, a professional hockey player, the motivation is just not there.
好简单，好似有一啲人，佢本身系好中意打冰球啊，或者系玩 video game 咁咧，咁佢系好有热情咁去做。但系如果你监住佢去做，例如嗰个打冰球嘅人忽然间变为职业球手咧，佢就好唔想做噶啦。
Brothers and sisters, I'm sorry if the church has been running like Lots of programs, lots of schedules, lots of fellowship planning. I know that we're not the perfect church. And I want to be just honest and say, like, of course there is a much better way to approach it. But at least right now, what Scripture is telling us is that when the Spirit is in you, when the Spirit is dwelling inside you, and when it's taking control of you, you would naturally just want to come to church. You would naturally just want to pray, fellowship with one another, give all your money and be generous to those who need it, and there would honestly be no need for schedules or lists or any of those things.
弟兄姊妹，我知道啊，我哋教会咧好多啊唔同嘅活动啊，祈祷会啊，翻嚟查经啊，团契啊咁啊，好似好忙碌咁。我唔系话我哋个安排咧系吓好理想，咁但系咧啊，其实咧，如果我哋圣灵充满我哋，我哋就好自然会好开心咁翻嚟参加呢啲活动。
We live in a broken world, so sometimes we have to resort to broken solutions. And I accept it. I accept that we have to run this way. But boys and girls, brothers and sisters, church, I want you to know that I always want to aim higher than what we are used to do.
我知道我们活在这个世界是很不完美的，是很多缺点的。但是很多时候我是希望我们是可以向更好的目标去展望。
We can either be slaves to the law, or in other words, we can either be slaves to all the things that pleases God, or we could have freedom in Christ. We can have freedom in the Spirit, and that would guide us and control us and direct us.
我们可以是成为律法的奴隶，做一些只是为讨神喜悦的律法的奴隶。又或者我们是可以在基督里面，在圣灵之内，是得着真正的自由。
Did you know that this sermon it's not a coincidence? It's not a coincidence because this is the year that we celebrate, I think, 500 years of Reformation, which is, we're celebrating 500 years of going against false teaching in the church.
今年呢是我们是庆祝500年来
Just say Reformation is fine.
改革宗教改革
And it's because and Reformation is about celebrating going away from the false teaching.
是离开那些错误的那个不正确的教导的改革
Not only that, but today is Pentecost Sunday, the day where the Spirit came upon the disciples and enabled them to do things that they couldn't do before.
而不单止咁，今日咧亦都系圣灵降临节。咁圣灵咧系临到信徒身上，系令到佢哋做一啲佢哋平时做唔到嘅嘢。
So it's the 500th year of Reformation. Today is the Pentecost Sunday, so away from false teaching, the Spirit is upon us, and I'm preaching about Galatians chapter 1, about understanding fully what the gospel is.
咁呢几样嘢加埋咧，其实咧就系咪真系咁巧咧？今日我讲嘅道就系讲我哋系活在圣灵之中，得到自由。
I don't believe in coincidences.
我唔觉得系巧合。
So church, let us have our prayers. Let our prayers say that we want the Spirit to come down upon us. Let's just say that we want the Spirit to control us, for the Spirit to direct us and to guide us, so that we can live out our healthy spiritual lives, not through the law, but in Christ alone.
让我们祈求圣灵降临到我们身上，去督促带领和指引我们，让我们可以有健康的灵命，不是靠住律法，而是靠住基督。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we are thankful that today is a beautiful day.
天父，我哋感恩今日系一个美好嘅主日。
We pray that what we're doing is not a performance, but is real worship.
我祈祷今日我哋做嘅唔系一个表演，而系一个真正嘅敬拜。
We pray that everyone here who believes in you is not having fake lives just to please people.
我祈祷我哋每一位信你嘅信徒我哋信嘅唔系因为系要令到他人喜悦。
We pray that your spirit really take root in our heart and just grow and grow so that it can control us and direct us.
我哋祈祷系圣灵喺我哋心入边住，系生长，系扎根，系令到我哋系可以成长。
We pray that we will not be slaves to the law or slaves to the things that this church has built up.
我祈祷系我哋系唔会成为律法嘅奴隶，亦都唔系成为一啲主你以外嘅事嘅事物嘅奴隶。
But we pray that we will be alive in the things that you have done in us.
我哋祈求我哋系喺你为我哋做嘅事入边，我哋系得以系得到生命，得到更新。
We thank you so much, and we pray all this in Jesus' most precious name.
我们多谢你，我们是藉着主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.